Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a really entertaining show for you today, no pun intended. We're going to open the show by hearing Sean McDermott. He is one of the best young musicians in this region. You can hear him frequently playing at Jersey Lilies near Courthouse Plaza. Sean will be here to debut some songs from his new CD. And our friend Karen Russell is here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. She'll talk about chronic pain versus acute pain and what can be done about it. And we also have, after the news break with Nick, Link, we have the professor, Doug Holmes from Prescott College, with an absolutely amazing story about the Granite Mountain Hotshots. Not quite what you might believe or might expect. And we'll also have a ticket giveaway to an invitation-only screening of Only the Brave, which opens nationally on the 20th and will open at the Harkins Theater, I believe, in about a week. But there is an invitation-only screening that we will have tickets for you to call in on. So stay tuned for that today. Hey, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. And we mentioned the Harkins Theater. Well, tonight is Tuesday. That's Tuesday Night Classics Night. And the movie tonight is Friday the 13th, taking you back to Jason Voorhees at the Harkins tonight, 7 p.m. screening, only $5. So stay tuned. We've got Sean McDermott just in the bullpen, ready to step in just a moment on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers. Hey. Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right, we love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
AMCO does total car care too. It's worth repeating, AMCO does total car care too. We built our reputation as the top transmission shop, but we're actually experts at everything about your car. Don't wait till it breaks. Get on a regular maintenance program. We'll even check your engine light for free. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. We'll make you happy and keep you and your car smiling. I guarantee it. The people who know go to AMCO. AAMCO.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 306. If you have never availed yourself of the opportunity to hear Sean McDermott, you're really missing something great. Sean, first of all, tell us where and when you play around town.
Well, I'm with Nick Canuel, who you just heard, every Tuesday night at Jersey Lily's, 7 to 10 o'clock. We've been doing that for a while now. We also play together at the Point Bar and Lounge, also on Montezuma Street. That's every other Friday, typically, although there's some alterations here and there. I'll be having my big party there on Friday, actually.
Is this a CD party?
It is a CD party, CD release party.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Now, let me ask you about putting together is this your first CD?
This is my first CD, yeah. This is the first time I think I finished something and put it out there for, you know, as a whole project.
Of all the songs that you've done over the years, how do you decide, now this is going to be what, seven songs on the CD, I believe?
Seven songs on the CD.
How do you limit it to seven songs? How do you choose those seven?
Well, you know, it is definitely a very long process because I've written, you know, maybe 40, 50 songs. In the last 4 or 5 years, four of the six originals on this EP are songs that I wrote within the last year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of honing the craft until I got to the point where I felt like I had a product I wanted to, you know, put out there and, you know, open up to all the critique and whatever that is.
Well, not only that, but if you're going to hope for a recording contract, you're not going to get it doing cover tunes, are you?
No, and that's something that you really have to be pushing your own writing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just it took a while before I was ready to get my songs out there and say, okay, I can you know, stand on this and work with this.
Mm-hmm. I always ask musicians this question when it comes to writing a song, which usually comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
Well, you know, typically for me, they kind of happen simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
I may have an instrumental part before I have anything else, possibly, maybe not. Often it works out that way, but I'll sit on a guitar loop, a piano, you know, some progression, and the words kind of come out of the music most of the time. I'll write some sort of melody and I kind of play with the phrase until it has the rhythm I want it to. Mm-hmm. So the words change according to the music, really. Mm-hmm. The words are almost secondary. That being said, I do end up spending a lot of time refining the lyrics to make sure that the things at least make sense most of the time. I don't always stick to that, but, you know.
And when it comes to writing a song, I can understand where the lyrics come from your own experiences, sometimes stories you want to tell. I get that.
Yeah.
How on earth do you come up with an original melody?
You know, I am of the school of thought that almost no melody is original at this point.
Really?
You can't be too tied up in saying, I want to make something that sounds totally new and unlike anything else I've ever heard, because you really can't. You won't do it. There's, you know, there's 11 notes in our Western arrangement, so 12. The original, it's not sitting there and going, man, what's a weird, creative, cool melody that also sounds good. It's just what naturally fits.
Ah, there you
this,
go.
Okay. What falls naturally into this place.
And which plays into your story and moves it seamlessly, right?
Sure, yeah.
And describe the song you're going to do for us here.
This one I'm going to play, it's called Sarah. I wrote this about a bit of an imaginary. Actually, this song started as a sequel to a Ben Folds tune called Zach and Sarah.
Ben
and
Folds then
it,
5.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And then it turned into something else entirely. Mm-hmm. But I kind of wrote it about another guitar of mine that is named Sarah. She was named Sarah during the process of writing the song. And so it's a song about this imaginary character, which really I'm just thinking about my guitar the whole time, personifying it. But it's just a nice little kind of wrapped up story with an open ending. So.
Well, the stage is yours, and this is Sean McDermott.
All right. check my tuning here. That ought to work.
Sarah stays at home, staring at the phone. It never rings anymore. She doesn't lock the door. She's waiting for someone to come along. Sarah tries her best, harder than the rest, but something's always wrong. Why is something always wrong? Well, she never knows the answer. But oh, how she does try so hard to see. Why she's home, but she's never free. Sarah looks outside, wants to fly, but it only ever rains anymore. What good is all this rain for? She's waiting for the sun to come along. But oh, how she does try to understand why the world is not in her hands. Once his fortune strikes again, but Sarah's got a plan. She will not hide anymore. She opens up the door, walks right up to the sun and says, I will not wait for you.
Wonderful, Sean. I can imagine the toughest part of doing your first CD is the songs you had to leave out.
Yeah, you could say that, honestly. It's the things that you're excited to record, uh-huh. and then you go and start recording them, and it doesn't sound like it did in your head.
That's
the disappointment. But there's a flip side to that. There's things that you're like, oh, this will be a little song between two other great songs. I'm just going to slip this in here, and in the process of recording it, it becomes something else entirely. Sometimes that's
and I would imagine too. Once people hear that little song that just slipped in, sometimes they like that and go, hey, that's got hit potential, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, a lot of things start out that way and become, mm-hmm. you know, the biggest thing on the record. So
when you were growing up, and again, another song I always ask musicians this, when you were growing up, who were your musical heroes?
So I was raised in Houston, Texas, so I listened to a lot of country growing up. Mm-hmm. But at the point that I became a musician and that was the focus of my life, I totally rejected that. I ran hard in the other direction.
Was this a rebellion of some sort?
You could say that. I wasn't a rebellious kid, but musically, yes. As a guitar player, it was John Mayer that got me into playing.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah.
As a player, he's such a phenomenal musician. Mm-hmm. So that really got me going on the guitar. As far as the rest of music, just kind of exploring and understanding and, you know, developing my ear and everything. I've always been a big fan of Radiohead. I talk about those guys all the time. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Ben Folds earlier.
Right.
That guy's brilliant arranger, orchestrator. Mm-hmm. You know, he can work an orchestra like nobody.
Sure.
So
sure.
Those are some of the guys I listen to the most, I think.
You know, I had my rebellion against country music as a city kid in St. Louis, but not for the reasons you might think. It's because my first exposure to country music was in the 7th grade in school, because every year in phys ed, we had to meet the girls in phys ed class for 6 weeks of square dancing. And all we heard for 6 weeks was Roy Acuff singing the Wabash Cannonball.
Sure.
And when you're a seventh grade boy, girls have cooties. And you were associating that with Roy Acuff. So until I was in my late 20s, I really hated country music. Oh, and now I just love it.
Yeah.
But that was a real bad first exposure to it.
So I agree. Yeah.
I wonder how many other kids, you know, carried a grudge against country because they had to square dance at a young age in gym class. Oh, well. You have another song to do for us. Is this also from the CD?
This is also from the CD.
And this is?
This song's called Aphrodite. This is actually one of the older tunes. I wrote this before I lived in Prescott. I was in Lubbock, Texas at the mm-hmm. time. Again, it started out about a real person, and then it, you know, maybe for half a verse that was okay. the case, and then after that it was something entirely different.
Well, you're going to play us in the break, and the stage once again is yours. This is Sean McDermott.
Thank you. You just go on ahead, baby, knock 'em dead. You don't bring no message, except you ain't messing around. You came to take 'em down. There's a lot of right things I could probably say, but they got nothing to do with why I'm feeling this way. Damn girl, you're a killer queen, Aphrodite.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
At Findlay Automotive Group Prescott, we believe in paying it back. Investing in our community is a great way to give back to those who have helped support our business. Volunteer groups and nonprofit organizations do so much to help our communities that all of us are a part of, but can't do it alone.
One out of every eight women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime, which means you probably know someone who has fought against it. Breast cancer affects us all, our friends, our family, our community. With your help, we will change that statistic. So join the fight. If not for yourself, for someone you love, and remind others to be strong.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month at Findlay Automotive Group Prescott. We will donate $50 for every new and used vehicle sold to the local American Cancer Society. National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a chance to raise awareness about the early detection of breast cancer. Let's all make a difference. Findlay Automotive Group Prescott, Toyota, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Hyundai. Not just better dealerships, but great community partners.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army and the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always nice to have a friend on the show. Karen Russell certainly fits the bill. She's here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. Boy, I'm getting good at saying that, aren't I?
You are getting very good.
You know, last week, your cohort, Dr. Jessica Ball, was on Sandy Moss's show. Sandy and friends, we got to talk a bit on the air. And you're here, I assume, for the same reason, to talk about chronic pain versus acute pain, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And tell us what MVRRH's role is in diagnosing the difference.
Well, usually when we get a patient, especially like an outpatient like Jessica, she's an outpatient therapist, mm-hmm. hopefully a doctor has seen them and has made an underlying diagnosis. But a lot of times it's really the therapist that gets in there and does their complete hands-on eval and can really decide, is the pain coming from the neck, the shoulder, those type of things. So mm-hmm. especially now the education level of the therapist are requiring like a DPT level. So they really have a high-level education to be able to make those kind of diagnoses.
And with more and more news stories coming out lately about opioid addictions and things like this, I would imagine that just this being America, it's much, much too easy to ask your doctor, just give me a pill, rather than work, and I do mean work, at the underlying cause, right?
It is. I think we're in a generation of we want that instant relief or instant result. We don't want to work for things. And a lot of times when it comes with pain, especially chronic pain, it really is a complete lifestyle change. It has to do with diet. You know, sugar is a huge inflammatory substance in our body. So when you're trying to reduce pain, the more sugar you eat, the more inflammation you're going to put in your body, which means more pain. Mm-hmm. So it's diet, it's weight, it's exercise, it's activity. And that's just a lot of individuals just don't want to put that kind of time and effort into that kind of a complete lifestyle change.
You know, it's funny you mentioned sugar because in recent months we've seen stories about how the sugar industry pressured the news media and pressured advertisers and doctors to cite fat as the bad guy in foods when we were growing up, where there was sugar just all over the place. But you think about it, going back a lot of years, when I was a kid, our favorite cereals really belonged in the candy aisle. I mean, remember, we used to call it Sugar Crisp. Now it's called Golden Honey Crisp. We had Sugar Frosted Flakes. Now it's just Frosted Flakes. Because after a while, we found out, you know, sugar is not exactly good for you, is it?
No. And yeah, my favorite, I will have to admit, was Captain Crunch. So
we all loved it.
You know,
sure.
That was, yeah, complete sugar. And, you know, it's kind of funny because back years ago when they were trying to make fat the culprit and we had all of those cookies and whatnot coming out fat-free, well, what they did to counterbalance the loss of taste is they added more sugar.
And the calorie count was almost the same.
It was. Yeah. If you really looked at the calories, it was exactly the same.
Yeah. Snack well. They were the most notorious ones. Oh, wow. Fat-free. I can eat all I want. No, you can't.
Yeah, have a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. So what are some of the things a physical therapist can do to find the underlying cause of your pain?
Well, usually they're going to do a complete evaluation. So they look at the body as a whole. So when you're looking at maybe neck pain, it may not be driven from the neck. It could be coming from your ankle because it's you're really looking at your spinal alignment. So sometimes the pain is not necessarily where you think it's coming from. Mm-hmm. So they're going to evaluate the body as a whole and then go from there.
I would imagine a lot of it has to do with what you're doing for a living too, doesn't it? Because you're doing it 40 hours a week.
Yeah. And if you are working, it's really important to have sometimes a therapist look at how you work because it could be a lifting thing. It could be a computer thing. It could
be a
posture thing.
The kind of chair you use. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, indeed. You know what I'm thinking of when you say that, being a baseball nut, years and years ago, Dizzy Dean, the Hall of Fame pitcher, he threw his arm out in the mid-30s because in 1931, pitching the All-Star game, he took a line drive off his foot and he came back to pitch too soon and had to alter his motion to account for his bad foot, and it blew out his arm. And that's just a small example of trying to account for something when the pain or the real problem is someplace else. And that's, I assume, part of the physical therapist's job, right?
It is, and I think that's why when as soon as you start to have pain in an area, it's so important to get looked at, because that can escalate and cause so many other problems. Because again, it's spinal alignment from your feet to your head. So, you know, if you don't get things addressed, a knee problem can start, because you alter the way you walk, can start affecting your back, your mm-hmm. hip, your neck. I mean, it really just can escalate from there.
And I assume too, and please don't look at me when I say this, but I assume too, obesity can have a real underlying cause, can't it?
It is significant. Yeah. I remember, you know, so many years ago when I was in school, one of the things that just really stuck with me was 40 pounds around the waist, an extra 10 pounds around the waist was equivalent to 40 pounds on the hips and knees.
And you know, when you look at the burden the hips and knees have to carry, and the feet, every step you take, if you're 40 pounds overweight, you may as well be carrying a 40-pound bag of rice on your back every step you take.
Yeah, it really does increase the stress on your hips and knees. Mm-hmm. And your whole spine, actually.
And speaking of the spine, you know, we've seen things too with professional athletes who keep working out and lifting more and more weights and everything. Yeah, they're building up their muscles, but the skeletal system and the ligaments and the tendons still can only carry so much, can't they?
Yeah, and our bodies are really made a certain way, and they're really made to handle a certain amount of weight safely.
Yeah.
So that's definitely, just because it's muscle mass doesn't necessarily mean it's healthier or better for you.
And in this area where we skew a little bit older than most of the population, we all find out eventually that as you get older, it gets a little tougher to keep moving, but it's vital to keep moving, isn't it?
It is. And that's where with chronic pain, it's almost counterintuitive, because when you hurt, you don't want to move. And that it's actually the opposite, is when you hurt,
you need to move.
It actually ultimately will reduce your pain. Mm-hmm. There's certain parts about exercise too that just release endorphins, and there's just so many positive benefits emotionally, physically, when it comes to movement. But lack of movement will actually increase your pain. Mm-hmm. And it can become just kind of a vicious cycle, because
sure.
you don't want to move because you hurt. And that's why people sometimes they'll take the pain pill. And sometimes with therapy, we want them to take the pain pill because it allows them to move and participate in therapy, but then our goal is to increase movement and decrease the reliance on pain meds.
I remember Dr. Ball telling us that the frequent movement helps you with strength, bone density, flexibility, mobility, and your reflexes. And when you put all those together, you're also reducing your likelihood of being hurt in falls, which is a big deal for older people, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And as you know, that's one of my passions and my specialties is balance and fall prevention. Mm-hmm. And as we age, it is sometimes the dreaded E word for older adults is exercise,
yeah.
But it's so important when it comes to fall prevention, because you want to have the strength and flexibility to have those balanced recovery responses that are often lost as we get older.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of reports do you get from physical therapists about people who are in the physical prime of their lives, but they're suddenly a physical therapy patient because of an accident or because of a sudden illness or sudden injury?
Yeah, and that's a difficult process, and the more that you are, the better condition you are going into that, the easier the recovery is going to be. And that's, you know, it's hard, because obviously we never know that we're going to be in an accident. We're never expecting those kind of things to happen to us, but it's the deconditioned, inactive individual is just really going to be behind the eight ball and is going to have a much more difficult time moving, and the outcome is going to be a lot more difficult for them.
Sure. And again, I'm reminded, using another sports analogy, back in the late 70s, the football Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, were in St. Louis in those days, and I was following them. Well, we had an offensive guard named Terry Steve, who was in a car wreck. But because he was an offensive lineman who had completely almost overbuilt himself muscularly through the chest, the steering wheel stopped when it hit him, because he was so powerful, he overwhelmed the steering wheel. A normal person, that steering wheel might have gone right through their chest. with his, he was so strong, he bent the steering wheel.
Oh my gosh.
Another example of how being in condition when something happens can help prevent a really serious injury.
Yeah, it really does. When we see the older adults that have maybe had a hip fracture and they've had surgery and they come to us for rehab, again, it's those active, I can tell instantly the difference between the one that has been hiking or walking and is really, really active because they're in and out in our facility within a week or less.
Sure.
And versus someone else that may come to our facility and then still might need even more therapy because they're just so deconditioned and weak.
Do you have any classes at MVRRH to improve someone's balance and reflexes?
Well, funny you should mention that. We're working on it. I have been involved in a program at a Cal State Fullerton for the last 17 years called Fall Proof. And it's a program where you offer a community-based program for individuals. You come twice a week. It's a skill-building program that lasts about 10 weeks. And you're really working on improving balance. We target the individuals that they have balance issues, but maybe they don't qualify for outpatient therapy. So that's the individuals that we're looking toward. And we're working on bringing that program over to Mountain Valley, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're also learning, too, as we get older, if you're not staying active and you're putting on weight and you're not giving your reflexes and balance a chance to keep up with you, you know, gravity is not our friend after a certain age, is it?
It is not. And I think the other part of the equation is sometimes our brain doesn't catch up with what our bodies...
Oh, we're capable of all this.
Yeah. You know, most of my older adults, the first words are usually, well, I thought I could, or you know, I used to be able to, because our brain hasn't really recognized, you know, our limitations physically.
How often does your clinic see weekend warriors, people who are at a sedentary job during the week or are retired, and on weekends they just let it out a little too much?
Yeah, I think our outpatients, therapists, especially Vern, he specializes in the sports injuries. So, and you know, statistically, it is usually the guys that we are going to see with the different knee injuries, shoulder injuries, those kind of things.
Blow out the Achilles tendon, playing pickleball, things like that. Oh, yeah.
Exactly, because, you know, a lot of individuals, they don't make time during the week to exercise, so they try to do it all at once in the weekend, and that just really doesn't always turn out very well.
Yeah. You know, even at the professional sports level, we see professional baseball teams. They'll be out on the field working out before the game, and then the guy sits on the bench for 3.5 hours, and then in the ninth inning, he's sent in a pinch run, and he's as cold as ice, and boom, he pops a tendon or a joint. Happens all the time.
Yeah. I love nowadays, though, with sports where you're starting to see the exercise bikes and those kind of things on the sidelines so that athletes
can... And in the
can,
training rooms.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you can, while they're not playing, they're still moving, they're keeping their muscles warm, and they're keeping their body physiologically ready to get back out there, and that's really kind of cool to see.
And I'm old enough to remember when spring training for baseball meant you left your winter job and came in to get back in shape for the baseball season. Oh my gosh, am I dating myself? Holy smokes. So how can people contact you about physical therapy at MVRRH?
You can call us at 759-8800. We also have our website, which is www.mvrrh.earnesthealth.com. We have a lot of videos on YouTube that are educational, and we also have Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And when you say Ernest Health, this is not the Ernest from Hey Vern, right?
Right.
Very good. Glad we got that clear. Karen Russell from MVRRH, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. It's time for News with Link, maybe Nick, coming up next. We'll find out. And then we're going to talk to Professor Doug Holmes from Prescott College. He's got some great stories about the Granite Mountain Hotshots and a ticket giveaway to see the movie Only the Brave. That's coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender. You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
It's October, and in the car business, that means the factory's clearing out the 2017s. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This October, Chevrolet has simply piled on the incentives on the remaining 2017 Silverados. Lamb Chevrolet is selling Silverado Crew Cabs for $33,680. That's an $11,000 savings after a discount of nearly 25%. You can also save 25% on our last remaining 2017 Chevy Cruzes. A nicely equipped Cruze LT with an MSRP of $24,030 is now just $17,999 after a 25% discount. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Chevrolet. We save you money, and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
You know the old saying about being able to smell trouble? Well, Unisource Energy Services has made it easy to sniff out a natural gas leak by adding a harmless chemical that makes our gas smell like rotten eggs. If you detect that smell, don't light a match, start or stop an engine, use a phone, turn on or off lights, or do anything that might create a spark. Quickly, check pilot lights and the stove's burner valves. If you can't readily locate the source of gas, leave the house immediately. From a safe place, call 911 and UES day or night at 1-877-UES-4U. That's 1-877-837-4968. If you smell gas while outdoors, leave the area immediately and call 911 and UES. UES technicians will respond right away free of charge. Remember, your nose knows if there's trouble. Trust it. For more safety tips, give us a call or visit us online at uesaz.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. There's a shakeup at Prescott City Hall as the Public Works Director and City Engineer have called it quits.
City Manager Michael Lamar explains what led to these resignations late last week.
The city is going a new direction in terms of the management of the Public Works Department. Mr. Henry Hash, the former Public Works Director, and Mr. Charles Andrews, the former City Engineer, have both resigned.
Lamar says someone has already been brought in the interim.
We're looking forward to a new day with Craig Dothis as he takes on the role as interim public works director, and in the not so distant future we'll probably advertise the position.
Dothis has served as city's utilities operations manager. Henry Hash had been Prescott Public Works Director since 2014. For more information on the story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott e-news. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The founder of Bennett Oil Company has died. Roy Bennett moved from Southern California to Chino Valley in 1950. According to an article by the Daily Courier's Scott Orr, Bennett attended Prescott High School and in 1964, he bought his father-in-law's oil company. He started Bennett Glass in the early 1970s and in 2012, Bennett sold it to an employee who was allowed to keep the name. His son, Ken, became the CEO of Bennett Oil Company in 1985. After 20 years, he resigned to focus on politics, and in 2009, he became Arizona Secretary of State. Ken Bennett served in that position until 2015. Son David worked for the family company as well. Roy Bennett, who was still active with the business, died last Thursday of complications from cancer. He was 80 years old. The Arizona Coyotes take on the Dallas Stars at 5:30 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of overnight showers. Mostly sunny through the work week. Expect an overnight low of 49 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 76 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Thursday. 50 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday and Thursday of 86. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM. K, Q&A.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
As we get older, have you ever wondered what changes or renovations you might have to make to live in your present home? We call it aging in place. From curbless showers to walk-in bathtubs and even grab bars, we'll have concepts, costs, and other suggestions you need to live comfortably in your own home. And we'll take your questions for home improvement, gardening, landscaping.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQNA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Far From Folsom, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Hobby State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Dallas Stars live Tuesday afternoon at 5:30 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You know us for marking down prices, but this time we've taken it to the extreme.
How extreme?
The 2017s have got to go. A 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sport 2.4L SUV. Now with combined dealer discounts and rebates up to $4,756. Now just $25,164. Finley Hyundai is making extreme markdowns to move up all remaining 2017 models. Like a 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited Sedan with volume discounts up to $4,836. Your price, only $18,939.
Get extreme markdowns on every new 2017 Hyundai car, truck, and SUV.
A 2017 Hyundai Tucson SASUV comes with a combined dealer discounts up to $3,888. Now just $24,372. Plus, every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's Hyundai Assurance.
Don't wait. Take advantage of prices you may never see again.
And save thousands today.
Rush to Finley Hyundai Prescott and online at FinleyHyundaiPrescott.com.
Plus tax, title, license, and dealer installed accessories. $495.50 must qualify for all rebates and discounts. Stock number H36663, H36356, H36341.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we got a very fascinating story to tell you here. We have Doug Helms. He is a professor at Prescott College. Doug, welcome to the show. What are you a professor of? What is your practice at Prescott College?
I teach environmental studies, so I teach everything from ecology. I work with the public schools doing a creeks and watershed program. And I do work over in Scandinavia. I teach a course called Explorations of Norway Nature and Culture.
And your research on folklore and traditions of significant and very special and prized trees of Norway and Sweden, that has a direct correlation to Prescott, doesn't it?
Well, I didn't think it would. And I have been studying these trees because I found out that when I was working over there, I was a guest professor at Telemark University in Norway, and I found out that a lot of the farms had trees planted in the courtyard of the farms, some of them 300-400 years old. And it was believed that the care of the tree ensured the health of the farm, and the health of the farm was reflected in the health of the tree. And so I started to notice this was part of the cultural landscape over there. And then I started thinking, how am I going to make this relevant to Prescott? And I came back and I found out that the oak across from Cuppers is actually designated as a centennial tree because it's older than the state of Arizona. And in fact, it's a revolutionary tree because it's believed to be 350 years old. And so even though it experienced quite a devastating breakage of the branches several years ago, they've kept the tree intact, and it's still there, and it has two plaques there.
No kidding. Now, when I was a kid, I was taught in school, you measure a tree's age by the rings in its trunk or something like that. If a tree is still alive, and these are still alive, right? How do you measure its age?
Well, that's a very good question. And you can use a tree bore to go in, and it's creates a small hole that goes through the different growth of the tree. If you can get to the center of the tree, you can pull it out and then count the rings. And that's how they do it.
So that is a reliable
analogy.
I'll be darned. Yeah. Wow, isn't that something? Well, now you mentioned the statehood trees on the square, right?
Right.
And there's also now you mentioned that tree across from Cuppers. Let me ask you this: with your research on trees, how does landscape influence culture?
Well, in Scandinavia in particular is where I started really thinking about this, because if you look at the the culture of the Vikings and the fishermen, you start to realize very quickly that landscape has created a culture that is very tenacious, very independent, and also have to work together very closely in order to survive in that extreme environment. It also affects their language. So in different fjords, for example, they're isolated, and so a different dialect could happen in different fjord. But then you see continuity through the farms and through the traditions and folklore. In America, it's a good question. What would we consider to be cultural landscape in America? And I'm not sure if I can answer that.
Yeah.
Maybe Route 66, maybe some of the farms in New England, but we're a fairly new culture, and so I don't know if we have something that we could really all agree upon that this would be a cultural landscape. But I would offer that in the Southwest, we have a cultural landscape where we have very fire-prone vegetation, and that if it's forgotten about, we could be in big trouble.
And as a someone who specializes in your field, you've got to have mixed feelings when you see a controlled burn.
I do. I recognize that there needs to be a controlled burn, but in a way, that's why I actually told one of my students who is now working for the Prescott National Forest that there was a significant tree, an alligator juniper that is the largest known alligator juniper in the state of Arizona, believed to be about 1,800 years old.
1,800 years old.
It's hard to tell with alligator juniper because they don't put on annual rings. They put on rings with major rain events. So okay. Some years you may have two, some years only one. But in essence, it's still an indicator of a very old tree. And I've seen many of these trees that have been cut down and poached for firewood that have been had over 900-year-old rings. And this tree on the west side of Granite Mountain is three or four times the size of that, so I can only speculate. But that's, you could never take a core sampling of that tree. It's got way too many trunks that come out of the,
sure,
the bottom of it.
So tell us the connection between this alligator juniper and the Granite Mountain hotshots.
Well, it happened very serendipitously for me because I had come back from teaching in Norway, and I had been doing my research on traditions related to trees, and I was thinking, how can I make this talk relevant? Do we have any significant trees around here? And I did find, of course, we do have the oak. We also have a big cottonwood in the Mile High Middle School and the trees on the courthouse. And then there was the event of the Dosey fire. And so I had known about it. I had known that the hotshots had gone out because my student, who is now working for the Forest Service, found out that they maybe could go out and save the tree because the fire was well away from it, but going in that direction. So they went out, and I found out that they were able to save the tree, but I hadn't really heard the whole story. 9 months later, I was had a group visiting from Norway, and I took them out there because I was going to take them up on Granite Mountain, but most of Granite Mountain had burned. So I asked them, do you recall hearing about this? And this had made international news. So they had heard about this Granite Mountain hotshots, the 19 that died, and they said they'd love to see the tree that they saved. And so I walked out there with them. It's about a mile and a half walk from where we parked. And I'd also been asked by the state forester to measure it for a possible new designation as a cultural heritage tree. And so I was measuring it, and I was only there for 15 minutes when three people came out of the burned out chaparral walking towards the tree. And I had this feeling like, oh, I know it has to be somebody who has a connection with the tree. And I went up to meet them and apologize that I had a group there because I figured they had lost somebody in the fire.
Sure.
And I reached out to shake their hands, and Brenda McDonald reached forward and said, I was one of the firefighters that saved the tree.
Sure. And he was also the sole survivor of the catastrophic fire that killed 19 of his brothers in arms. And he is also a technical consultant on the movie Only the Brave. And Prescott College is holding an invitation-only screening, aren't they?
Exactly. And so it really impacted me, and I asked him, would you be willing to share how you saved the tree? And so he shared that they dug a fire line around it and then mm-hmm. did a back burn, and they actually left and the Dosey fire came and burned around the area, and they went back the next day or a couple days later, and there was still some fire coming out of one of the branches, and they literally climbed up in the tree and put out the burning embers with their water bottles, dug out some of the burning embers, and then that's where they took one of the last photos that was ever taken from them of them mm-hmm. In a pyramid in front of the tree. So it's a very wow. significant place, and I just hope that people go there with absolute respect for the firefighters that we lost in our community.
So isn't it ironic where we have meetings at City Hall about trying to build a bronze memorial to the firefighters, and we have a living one, don't we?
We do, and there's also other places around. I take fifth graders, for example, up Thumb Butte every year in my program, and there's been repeatedly a fifth grader who has said, when we see this memorial, there's a memorial on the trail, on the loop trail, with tokens for all the firefighters. And usually there's at least one or two of the fifth graders that say, that was my uncle, or that was my parents' best friend, or something like that.
Well, as we've heard in the news recently, the movie Only the Brave is about that incredible day in Yarnell. And the movie opens nationally on Friday, the 20th. Prescott College is holding an invitation-only screening at the Harkins Theater, and we have two tickets available if you are the third caller at 928-445-8289. That's 445-8289. The third caller will get two free tickets, two invitational tickets at this screening on the 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Harkins Theater. So call that number. If you're the third caller, you win your way in. Two tickets to see Only the Brave on the 23rd at 6 p.m. And you wrote a passage for the Granite Mountain Hotshots. Can we cover that in 2 minutes?
I hope so. So I was so moved by my encounter with Brendan, and I thought I need to write something about this. So this is what I've written. One of the legacies of the Granite Mountain Hotshots that should always be remembered and shared with future generations occurred while fighting the human-caused Dosey Fire on their namesake, Granite Mountain. Through their valiant efforts, no homes or humans were lost, and the recreation area of Granite Basin Lake was saved. But this is also the crew that took the call from Prescott College alumni Jason Williams, recreation and backcountry specialist with the Prescott National Forest, and create a fire break in an attempt to save the largest recorded alligator juniper in Arizona. There's a Swedish word I've learned through my research and translation of stories about significant trees. Naturminnesteckningar means the recorder of nature's memory. If a nearly 2,000-year-old alligator juniper could share the stories of all that has occurred in its surroundings, surely one of the most requested would be of the heroic saga of the valiant men in yellow uniforms who suddenly appeared out of the thick chaparral and saved the ancient tree from a fire started by the careless ones. The great tree stands amidst blackened skeletons in a charred landscape. May the tree continue to stand as a recorder of nature's memory and a living memorial for those who cared.
What an amazing passage. Doug, how can people contact you about your work with the forest?
Well, I have an office at Prescott College, and they can call the college and ask for mm-hmm. me.
That's Professor Doug Humes. Thanks so much for joining us. Very moving story about your personal involvement and the Granite Mountain Hotshots. And we thank our callers for calling in about that invitation-only screening at the Harkins Theater. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
A word of health news from Courtesy Auto Sales in Cottonwood. Feel younger overnight and stay younger for years. Consult your local doctor. Auto doctor, that is. See Matt Keitlinger or Dale Allred for your prescription. Drive a Toyota, diesel, or lifted truck 3 times daily. Repeat as necessary. You'll love the quality of our inventory, and Courtesy Auto Sales will prove it by providing a Carfax on each vehicle. At Courtesy Auto Sales, next to Walgreens in Cottonwood. View our inventory at courtesyautosales.net.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley, and there's NHL hockey in our airwaves this evening. The Coyotes and their new head coach, Rick Tocchet, seek their first win of the season. They have a home-and-home series with the Dallas Stars in Dallas tonight at 5:30 here on KQ&A. Well, join me tomorrow at 3 for Q&A with my guests, Erica Muse from Ghost Talk 2, coming soon to a haunted house near you. Also, a chat tomorrow with Wall Street Journal columnist and author Jason Riley, whose provocative book, False Black Power, raises a troubling question. Have the national leaders of the black community, like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, have they caused more harm than good to the African-American cause? That's Wednesday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.